major, major snub just coming in hot this morning. Lamar Jackson snubbed by coaches, scouts, and others in the NFL. This according to ESPN. Good morning. It's Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Pearl, ESPN has been doing their top 10 rankings, but it's not just like any talking head. They have executives, coaches, and scouts ranking all of these top 10. So the quarterbacks came out today. Number one is Patrick Mahomes. No shock there. Two is Josh Allen, the reigning MVP. Maybe a little surprise there. Three is Joe Burrow. And four is Lamar Jackson. Does Lamar Jackson have a right to be upset about this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he can be upset about it. But the problem is Lamar Jackson can't win in the playoffs. So what's he going to say?
It's justifiable?
No, I don't think he has any argument. Or people who support Lamar Jackson, they have no argument over Josh Allen. He just lost to him head-to-head.
But what about Burrow? Didn't even make the playoffs last year. Now, we don't think it's his fault. Joe Burrow was putting up MVP-type numbers. It's just the defense was so bad. I mean, at one point, the Bengals were averaging like 33 points a game, and they were losing. It was just insane.
I saw the stat. I was rewatched a Bengals game from last year on NFL Network. They're showing a lot of classic games. Joe Burrow basically rewrote the record book last year. He was so fire. It was unbelievable. He kept on throwing for 300 yards and three touchdowns. Now, a lot of that because there were shootouts because their defense was so bad. So that helped his stats. But one thing I noticed, I'm reading the ranking now, last year Burrow was two. And when Mahomes won, Burrow two. So obviously the coaches think highly of him. I mean, Joe Burrow is a coach's guy. He's like a pocket quarterback, where Lamar is still different. I just think it's really hard to make a really strong case since Lamar hasn't won in the playoffs. That's the only issue. Of course, Lamar is spectacular, and he's incredible. And to me, I would have put Lamar Jackson ahead of him, but I can see coaches saying, like, well, he hasn't won anything in the playoffs. How can I do it?
I don't know. This one to me, so apparently Lamar's ranking last year was also four.
Yeah, Burrow was moved down.
I guess I'm just kind of wondering here, if we had an open draft, right?
Mm.
And let's just say everything was all equal. Let's not take any age or contracts or anything like that. And you just say, of Mahomes, do you think this is the way a draft would go? Like, if all teams got to redraft all the current quarterbacks, do you think Mahomes 1, Allen 2, Burrow 3, and Lamar 4?
I mean, I'd have to look at everybody's ages again. I definitely think Mahomes would be first. Let's see. Burrow is 26, and Josh. See, I think you might take Burrow over Allen because Allen runs a lot. So you got to worry about durability, and Lamar runs a lot too. So you might take Burrow over both those guys.
We actually disagreed with EJ and Manny. It was like this side of the glass versus that side of the glass when we were talking about is Joe Burrow, like where does he rank? And I actually thought he is thought of to be the second best quarterback in the NFL.
I don't necessarily agree. I think he's right there. But he's definitely in the top tier. There's no doubt about that.
So I love my guy Josh Allen, obviously, and I love him as a longtime Buffalo Bills fan, but I gotta keep it real with everybody. I do think that Burrow is thought of as the better, I don't say classic quarterback. Now, here's the thing about Burrow. He has Ja'Marr Chase. Josh Allen doesn't have anything like that.
That's very true.
Lamar Jackson doesn't have anything like that. Patrick Mahomes had Kelsey forever, who is also maybe the greatest tight end of all time.
What do you mean?
But as far as wide receivers, like nobody has the weapon and the upside. No receiver on any of the other teams is Ja'Marr Chase.
Okay. Back to Lamar Jackson for 1 second. I think there, and this may or may not be true in today's game, the thought is that a mobile quarterback kills you in the regular season because you don't have time to game plan. But if you have a playoff game where you can really put a spy on that mobile quarterback and you can really game plan for a mobile quarterback, then they might not be as effective. And that's what's happened in Lamar Jackson's career. 17-10 at home against Kansas City. The coaching was terrible in that game for Baltimore, but how do you get over that? That's why he's four. I think that's why he's four. I mean, EJ, you're surprised. I don't think Joe Burrow plays that badly in the AFC title game against the Chiefs. I don't think Burrow would put that effort out there.
I just feel like the disrespect for Lamar Jackson is out of control.
He's but how do you four. Say it's he's disrespect if he's also won two MVPs? Like, he's getting a lot of respect when it's time to put the best up against the best. He's got more. Burrow's never been an MVP.
Yeah, no.
Josh has got one.
Well, I think in a crazy way, the media respects Lamar Jackson way more than the rest of the league does. And how long is Joe Burrow going to eat on making a Super Bowl and losing? I'm sorry. Like, this is getting, to me, a little ridiculous.
But he made the AFC title game and lost by a hair to the Chiefs, too. So and it was two playoff runs.
I think people believe it was that bad pass interference call on, I forgot the defensive guy's name.
It was a guy got knocked out of
bounds. The late hit, pardon me.
The late hit, which was a terrible play. I mean,
you could see why he threw the call.
No, not the flag. Yeah, I'm saying the play was terrible.
The defensive guys blew it.
Yeah, they totally blew it.
That's not Burrow's fault.
Referee was the right call, and it wasn't Burrow's fault at all. I don't know. Lamar Jackson's won two MVPs since that Joe Burrow appearance in the Super Bowl, which, quite frankly, was a shock. It wasn't like we were expecting the Bengals to be this team that was going to go to the Super Bowl. Like, they shocked the world when they did what they did. And they played a competitive Super Bowl, but they lost. He's not a Super Bowl champion. Like, Joe Burrow, as great as he is, we treat him like he's a championship quarterback when he is not. So I don't know why he keeps getting lumped up ahead of Lamar Jackson and some people's eyes ahead of Josh Allen when, to me, none of those guys have got the one thing, which is winning a championship. Going to the Super Bowl does not matter. If that was the case, then we'd say Dan Marino, mission accomplished. He got to a Super Bowl. But we don't say that. We say that he didn't get it done. I don't know why he keeps being put ahead. Lamar Jackson's a three-time all-pro first team, a two-time MVP. He almost won a third one last year. He was just razor's edge close from winning a third one. Say a guy that hasn't even sniffed an MVP. Joe Burrow's not even been an MVP conversation. So, and to say that he's better than him is crazy to me.
Okay, so I think Burrow, his health is definitely a thing. And that's why I was so critical, and we all were so critical of the Bengals this year, because you wasted a healthy Burrow season. You had him healthy, you know? And the fact you couldn't make the playoffs, not even like get to the playoffs and lose, couldn't make the playoffs when Joe Burrow was healthy. Here's why. I think it's the playoff record. And again, wins, loss, not a quarterback stat, but they tend to be in the postseason where Joe Burrow has a postseason record of 5-2. Josh Allen has a postseason record of 7-6. It's barely over 500, but it's over 500. Lamar Jackson's postseason record is 3-5.
And then it's like...
It's not on pace with everything, on par with everything that we see in the regular season.
But in some ways, it almost reminds you of the Jordan-LeBron debate when it comes to finals. Because how many times did Joe Burrow not even make the playoffs? I mean, Josh Allen basically got to the league and the Bills were a playoff team. Lamar Jackson just arrived and they were a playoff team. Joe Burrow only made the playoffs twice. This guy's been in the league for 2 years. This is a guy who's in the, what?
5 years.
His sixth year entering the NFL, and he's only made two playoff appearances?
Yeah, but how many?
Well, 2 years he was hurt.
Yeah, how many seasons has he played?
Right, but that is a part of it. That's like,
yeah,
like,
no, I agree with you.
But let me ask you this.
Health is a part of it.
But a real question. If you put Joe Burrow on the Ravens, where would they be?
I think they'd be the same team. You don't think that Lamar Jackson's ability to run doesn't also help the defense, doesn't also help their running game? Of course it does.
I don't know. I feel like maybe I think regular season Lamar would be better. But I think in the playoffs, maybe Joe Burrow gets out of one of those games and Lamar could not.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So these are executives, scouts, and coaches did their top 10 quarterbacks, this is according to ESPN, and it goes... Patrick Mahomes, 1. No shock there. Josh Allen is 2. Joe Burrow is 3. Lamar Jackson is 4. Does Lamar Jackson have a case here to be miffed about this? Can I tell you who 5 is?
Please.
Jaden Daniels. Matthew Stafford. Justin Herbert. 8, Jared Goff. Yeah. 9 is Jalen Hurts. And 10 is Baker Mayfield. The Jalen Hurts... part of this, I don't know if a lot of people are going to get riled up about this outside of Philadelphia, but...
People were mad. There was another ranking earlier this summer where Jalen Hurts was down, and people were furious in Philadelphia.
Okay, because, it seems like he should be a bit higher on the list.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you go head-to-head in a massive game, like, nobody's giving any of those guys ahead of him a major advantage over Hurts, but it's part of a team.
Go Bird!
Because last year, it was like, if you focus on Hurts, then Barkley kills you. If you focus on Barkley, then Hurts kills you. So you have A.J. Brown. I think the most important argument is that Burrow has Ja'Marr Chase. That's the only answer. Because last year, Burrow was nearly perfect. So was Lamar and Josh Allen. But all of them were, like, just equally amazing. But the funny thing about this, I also too, we're nitpicking individuals here. I think the important question is like, who is more likely to lead their team to a Super Bowl? And that's really like what the debate about. Otherwise, what do we do? Who's more individually talented? Who cares? Who's going to win a Super Bowl? And Hurts has every chance. Stafford has every chance. Like, I wouldn't give any of those guys an edge over Stafford or Hurts in a big game. Like, those guys are great too.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476.
I'm Joe.
Is Lamar Jackson being disrespected here by being ranked fourth in terms of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL? I mean, yes, like obviously he is being disrespected, but I do understand. This is the other thing. I do understand where that the postseason record may come into it. And here's the other part about it. I think because it's the Ravens, we also always assume that the defense is holding up their end of the bargain. Even if they're not statistically as good as like when Ray Lewis was winning the Super Bowl or what have you, the Ravens actually are, they know defense. That's the DNA of that franchise, is to be a good defensive team. They started off last year, not a great defensive team, but got better as the season went on. They've got studs on defense too, like Kyle Hamilton.
Nah.
People love them.
They're okay on defense.
So, and they've, I mean, why did their defensive coordinator get a head coaching job in Seattle? Like, these guys are, they know defense in Baltimore. Cincinnati's defense, sus. Bill's defense, sus. So, and the Chiefs' defense is fantastic, as we know. So I think that's another reason why Lamar is held to a really high standard.
Like, they had the number one offense in the league by 50 yards a game last year and came out totally flat in the playoffs.
Oh, I get
they
it.
Lamar, first of all, it doesn't matter what Lamar's ranked. The storyline about Lamar Jackson is he has to win in the playoffs. He has to put up or shut up right now. I don't care if he's 1, 2, 3, or 4. Like, this is enough. The Chiefs are getting, you know, at some point, the Chiefs are going to be toppled. The Bills don't really have that great a team around Josh Allen. No offense to your Bills.
No, listen, that's why Josh wins an MVP, is because they're actually, you know, if you took him off the team, they might not be a playoff team, let alone a Super Bowl contender.
Ravens have to win it this year. Like, this is a wake-up call. This whole discussion is like, Lamar Jackson, you better start winning playoff games. Like, you have no excuse unless you happen to be hurt.
Well, this is the other part, too. I think Lamar got ranked fourth in terms of top 10 quarterbacks, according to ESPN surveyed coaches, GMs, and scouts. Here's the other part. I think it's also why Allen gets the nod here is, even when they lose in the playoffs, Allen plays well.
Yeah.
You know, Lamar started to turn it on in the second half against Buffalo last year in the divisional round, and Mark Andrews is the one who obviously wears that loss more than anyone for the drops. But Lamar was not good in the AFC Championship game in Baltimore 2 years ago. He just wasn't. And he was better in the second half against Buffalo last year, but in the first half, he was not good. So it's not just the record, it's also how he's playing in the big games.
Oh, 100%. So, yeah, but let me ask you a question, though, about Josh Allen being number two.
Yeah.
If, say, the Rams played the Bills, would you give some massive quarterback advantage to Josh Allen over Matthew Stafford?
That's tough, right? Because Stafford's got so much. Stafford is a champion.
Yeah, and also, would you give either Lamar or Allen a big advantage over Burrow in a playoff game? I think some people have this mystique around Joe Burrow that he's a big game performer.
Well,
Michael Burrow.
He came into Buffalo and kicked their ass. I mean, that was a tough season for Buffalo. The DeMar Hamlin season.
Yeah.
Things were falling apart.
Wasn't there a snowstorm?
It messed up the whole playoff schedule. It was just a lot going on that year, but, you know, no excuses, play like a champion, I guess, and Burrow, but it was a thorough beatdown.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the Ravens have Derrick Henry now. They've finally fixed their receiving core. They seem to have talent there. Like, this has got to be it, right? But that being said, I mean, I'm picking the Ravens this year. I want to.
Okay.
Like, they have to get through this AFC.
Yeah, I mean, Lamar's got to look. He's got to, at the end of the day, put up or shut up. I totally agree with that. I don't think that that's. I don't know if that's this entire conversation though. It would be different if we were talking about it, comparing him to a guy who won a Super Bowl. We're not.
Right.
We're talking about the guy that lost. And yes, he has a better playoff record. And yes, he has performed better. It's not like Joe Burrow's been putting up 400 yards in the playoffs. So even some of the games he won, he didn't play that great. But like, he's a much better playoff quarterback. That's fair. But we're talking about quarterback. We're talking about just overall the position, a full season. I don't think anybody is going to a season, considering Joe Burrow's health and considering the fact that you're not guaranteed to make the playoffs, he's on your team,
yeah,
and saying I'm taking him over Lamar Jackson. I don't believe that.
Poll question. Who would you rather have as your quarterback, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Unless you want to put Josh Allen in, he might split the votes, though. And we're really just talking about these two guys, right?
Let's go head-to-head. I think that's a more illustrative poll.
I have another question for you. This top 10, should C.J. Stroud be in there? He's an honorable mention. C.J. Stroud, who's beaten Justin Herbert.
Pretty average last year.
I mean, their offensive line was crap.
Yeah, I know. They're for me, their big issue is their play calling was terrible.
The honorable mentions were C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love.
Yeah, Jordan Love's a funny one. The analytics guys like Love. Like, Warren Sharp thinks Love is super elite.
The guy got hurt in the first game of the season.
Yeah, he came back.
No, he came, and then he got hurt again, right? And still played through it. But yeah, that was a bad playoff game against Philadelphia. They got that bad call that went against them early in the game, and it felt like they kind of withered.
You and I have argued about this before. I think there are a lot of quarterbacks who are good enough to win a Super Bowl. I really believe that. Like, I think you could go 15 quarterbacks in a league who have enough talent if they have the right team around them to win a quarterback.
Okay, well, how about this? This is the ESPN. They surveyed coaches, GMs, scouts to come up with top 10 quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Here's just outside of the top 10, but also receiving votes. And I will name it, and you just say gut reaction. Can they win a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Not if everything's perfect, obviously, if you make the NFL.
Right, like, not like a Trent Dilfer situation, I know what you mean.
Kyler Murray.
No.
Brock Purdy.
Yes.
Dak Prescott.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers.
That's a weird one. Yeah, I mean, wait, you're saying, I thought we were just talking about quarterbacks in general. Specifically this year before he retires?
These were the
retires?
Also receiving votes, yes, this year. Not Aaron Rodgers has won a Super Bowl.
Well, I know exactly, like, okay, no, he's not going to win a Super Bowl this year.
Tua.
With a lot of love.
No.
And Bo Nix.
Well, that's too early. Yeah, I have no idea. Where was Jared Goff? Oh, he was eight?
Eight.
Okay.
Nestled right in between Jalen Hurts at 9 and Justin Herbert at 7.
I find Bo Nix a really hard guy to evaluate because we have no idea what his second year is going to be like.
I got to be honest. Yeah. This is not a good look here for Trevor Lawrence. And I know that he got hurt, but
I forgot about that guy.
Not even receiving votes?
That's crazy. I forgot about that guy.
Dude, he's not even receiving votes.
That's why I forgot about him.
Well, he did get hurt, but a lot of these guys were not exactly 100%
healthy. I think
he's
better than most of the guys you just named.
Kyler Murray got a vote, no Trevor Lawrence.
Who?
Trevor Lawrence is better than Bo Nix and Kyler Murray. That's crazy.
Trevor's got bigger problems. He does not need to care where he's ranked right here. He's got to put together a reasonable season.
I just feel like these rankings, we care about some things sometimes and sometimes we don't. So with Jalen Hurts, we don't care that he won a Super Bowl and was amazing in his other Super Bowl and has gone deep into the playoffs. But for for Joe Burrow, we do care that he's a great playoff performer. But we don't care that Justin Herbert was a terrible playoff performer and hasn't been able to get to the playoffs most of his career. But we care about his regular season. But for other guys, Lamar Jackson, we ding him for being a great regular season player and not a great postseason player. Inconsistent.
I know. But this is, and Jalen Hurts, everyone should be, like, you're right, because Jalen Hurts actually in the first Super Bowl they lost to the Chiefs, he was excellent.
He was like Vince Young in the Rose Bowl. He was running, throwing, he was doing everything possible for them to win.
I know, bad fumble six, but that happened in the first half.
Yeah.
Anyway, the thing about Justin Herbert, like, this is, I'd love to know where, if we did a redraft, like where Justin Herbert really would be.
Yeah, Justin Herbert.
CJ Stroud beat him and he's not on the list.
Justin Herbert makes people big mad. I love the Justin Herbert because there's a certain contingent of the media that loves Justin Herbert. There's a certain contingent of the media that hates Justin Herbert. I don't know what those contingents are, but generally, like, that dude is polarizing.
You want to know who the people are who love him the most? It's the former quarterbacks. They're the ones I think who love Justin Herbert the most. I think it's the media people who maybe poke holes in the
That would actually make sense
because they see him and it's just like, oh, I wish I could be.
I mean, stats are
that arm.
When he's on, his stats are great. Like, he has amazing games. He's had amazing. Last year, his numbers were fantastic in a kind of a conservative way. But remember, his first 2 years, 31 touchdowns, 10 picks, and 38 touchdowns, 15 picks. Like, that trajectory is huge. But you're right, though. He's never put it together.
888-710-4ISN. If you were starting your team from scratch and you could have either Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson, who would you pick? 888-710-4476.
Yes. And also, too, the fact that Jaden Daniels is five. Oh, my God. And there's another guy who's going to be on that list next year. EJ, make the hand motion.
Cam
Ward's coming for that list.
Wow. Top 10?
Oh, if Jaden Daniels is number five in this year, I'm telling you Cam Ward will be on this list next year.
Come on, Jackson Dart. Come on, give me something to cheer about.
Jackson Dart. Okay. Maybe we're going to have to go deeper than 10, Manny.
Top 32? Can 25? I give it top 32? I think Dart might be okay. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. If you could only have Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow as your quarterback, who are you picking?
Look at that.
Coming up, we also have our pick for Coach on the Rise. Got one for college, got one for the NFL. We'll do that next.
Wow, Jaden Daniels. Look at that.
Welcome back, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. We get back to our question. If you could either have Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson as your starting QB, who would you take? You can only choose between those two guys. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. This is off an ESPN article where they talk to GM scouts and coaches to rank the quarterbacks. It went Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, 1 and 2, but then Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson were 3 and 4. Do you see it that way? Was Lamar Jackson snubbed there? I want to mention something to Andrew Bogus. You mentioned it briefly, but I wanted to give a little bit of a context to the audience. You love Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
Now, Manny also loves Jennifer Aniston. Mm-hmm. So I guess this is kind of for both of you. So she is dating somebody now.
Yeah.
And this is like cheating. The guy's a hypnotist.
Oh.
Did you see that?
No, I only saw a picture of him and her on a boat or something, and it just said his name like I was supposed to know who he was.
Rachel's with the mentalist?
It's not Oz or O's. That would be a hell of a couple. His name's Jim Curtis. I've never heard of him either.
James, but I hate you.
He's a hypnotist. Guys, Jen's friends. Don't you realize what's happening here? He must have hypnotized her into falling in love with him.
Should have tried that.
Yeah. Honestly, Manny, there's still time. Bogus might be over, but you know, because he's married. But you could still become a hypnotist. And I don't even know why more guys haven't thought of this.
Pardon my ignorance in the hypnotist community, but is there a regular non, like, what card am I holding up? Like, are there regular hypnotists?
Sleepy, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, like a therapist?
Yeah, like is that
people get hypnotized to try to stop smoking. I know that's a popular thing.
But I thought a psychiatrist does that. There's like a actual people that are just hypnotists.
They said,
what's the best school for hypnotism? Buffalo State.
You missed it. You were there. You could. Okay, this is what from People magazine. The actress, Aniston, is 56, has sparked romance rumors with hypnotist Jim Curtis. She brought him along on a glamorous summer vacation with some of her A-list pals.
Yeah.
See, I feel like there's something a little nerdy about being a hypnotist, or it's like
kind of creepy.
You're magician adjacent.
Like what's your
would you date a magician?
Yeah, without the endless handkerchief.
How about David Copperfield pulled Claudia Schiffer?
That's a great point.
David Blaine only had hot girlfriends.
Oh yeah, women love magicians.
But like, what's your degree to be a hypnotist?
He's talking about we secretly want to get sawed in half. Maybe we secretly want to be a magician's assistant. I don't know.
I got to be honest. I'd rather not date a supermodel, not be a magician. I think, like, that's so lame.
What?
Being a magician?
Oh, no, I want to be a magician. Why do you want to be a hypnotist? To trick Aniston.
Yeah, because you tricked Jennifer Aniston and now you're on a boat.
Ooh.
See, in the South Pacific.
You're falling in love with me. Ooh.
Yeah. No, that's
watch
lame.
My
that's
stopwatch.
Lame. That's lame. I don't want to get Jennifer Aniston like that.
I don't know.
Nah, that's yeah. That's
does
whack.
Anyone care how you win the war? It's, like being,
it's
how you won it. No,
I mean on the juice. It's like, you know, no. I want to. If I'm gonna get rejected, I'm gonna get rejected being myself. I'm not gonna try to hypnotize someone into loving me.
Take that mentality out of here, man. I'm trying to Barry Bonds this thing.
Manny wants 73 homers.
I want 74. I want the record.
Sorry, you want to break the record. Mm-hmm. So apparently, there's like an American Council of Hypnotists examiners, or the National Vanderbilt? Guild of Hypnotists.
The National Guild of Guild.
Hits? You're asking.
Yeah,
I mean, we can make a you guild. You get certified. I guess it's optional.
Where's the guild?
I don't know. You got to join it.
By the way, I saw this guy's picture. Like, he didn't need hypnotism.
No, he's a handsome guy.
Very good looking man.
You don't think other handsome guys have tried to get with Jennifer Aniston? You need something.
I've tried.
You need something to set yourself apart. And this guy's just cut the line all the way to the front using hypnosis, clearly.
No, but when he was younger, like, why did he pick up the party trick? Like, he didn't need it. Like, if he was an ugly hypnotist, he's not getting Jennifer Aniston.
I'm going to be honest. If my friend suddenly started dating a hypnotist, I'd be like, wake up.
Would you rather her date a hypnotist or a magician? Magician's the answer, right?
Then we could all go to the show.
Mm. You just want the free tickets to a show.
No, wait, suddenly it's about me. I don't know, the scene in Get Out, if any of you guys seen that movie, the Jordan Peele movie.
Yeah. Creepy.
She's
out.
A therapist and she hypnotizes him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she did. What a trippy movie.
Yeah, that was a crazy movie.
Oh, I saw Sinners this weekend, by the way.
Oh.
Yannick Sinner?
No, Josh Allen's wife.
That, yeah, I know. I couldn't believe that was Josh Allen's wife. Sorry, I didn't mean to sidetrack. Yeah.
Was it any good?
Yeah, it's really good. It is pretty intense. So.
Like disturbing and weird?
I'm
or?
Like, yeah. I was like, it was like, it's a nice summer weekend. Like, yes, it's definitely like you come away like, you're like, oh boy.
Well, it's streaming now. And the commercial for that ends with her with blood all over her face, down her. Right, I don't know how she got that way, but it's a gory, and she's speaking weirdly.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, it's not horror. I mean, EJ, you've seen it, right?
I've not seen it, actually.
Oh, it's not horror, but it's a horror adjacent. It makes you feel worse about
thriller?
Life.
Oh, worse about life.
It's a dark, dark movie. Like, it's just like, it's, yeah, it's you know, it's a vampire movie. I'm not kidding.
I love feeling bad about myself.
I didn't know
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and it's a bit scary.
Do any vampire movies make you feel better about life?
Well,
Dracula
Twilight.
Made me feel good.
Yeah, Hotel Transylvania was a good movie.
Oh.
Twilight, definitely.
Okay, sorry, I stand corrected.
Is anybody? You haven't seen Twilight?
No.
Of course you haven't. I knew you hadn't.
So here's the thing: you can actually, according to the internet, you can master hypnosis in just days. If you just
let's go.
You can learn hypnosis in 2 to 3 weeks, according to this.
I'm in
2 to 3 weeks. That's like a sprained ankle. Come on, let's go.
Do you think the boss would give us off 2 to 3 weeks to go to hypnosis like camp?
Probably not. But if we tell him it's to woo Jennifer Aniston, then probably yeah.
Or to trick him to listen anymore?
It might just be right there with you. You should take him.
Which
he's our boss, Ryan Early. He's single.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
This all is three of us just learning how to hypnotize.
How to become a hypnotherapist
Triple
in
date.
5 steps.
All right, let's hear it, Mags.
Number one.
Give me $7,000.
It's actually behind a paywall.
What's your bank routing number?
I'm sorry.
Number two, get a pocket watch.
Number three, get a couch.
Earn a bachelor's degree, pursue a master's degree, gain experience, become licensed, maintain your license. Boom.
So it says pursue a master's degree, not get one?
I don't think you would need to be certified to be a hypnotist.
All right. Three classes, and that's pursuing a master's degree? I'm in there.
Yeah.
Let's
anyway,
go.
Anyway, Jennifer Aniston's dating a hypnotist, and obviously there's something crazy fishy about that. Bogish has headlines for it.
I don't remember, guys, how much we talked about this when it happened back in April, but there was an update over the weekend on the death of John Elway's agent and good friend, Jeff Spurbeck. He fell off a golf cart driven by Elway, did not survive his injuries. Over the weekend, the Riverside County, California sheriff told a Denver TV station their investigation is now complete. This was just a tragic accident, which was always the assumption. Elway will not face any charges. A final formal announcement is expected in the next few days from law enforcement. He waited a little longer than expected to hear his name in yesterday's MLB draft, but maybe Ethan Holiday ended up where he belonged. The Rockies used the 4th pick on him 27 years after drafting his dad, Matt, who became one of the best players in franchise history.
I don't even know what words I can put to this, but the Rockies organization, I'm just so thankful, and obviously with the family and the background and my dad being drafted by them, and that just adds such a cool thing, and knowing everybody in the organization since I was born. So I'm super thankful.
That was Ethan on MLB Network. The TV in the Holiday House was over his shoulder, so you could watch himself on TV during all of this. Many thought he'd be the number one pick like his brother Jackson, but the Nats instead went with another high school shortstop, Eli Willits, last night. 9 shortstops went in the first 14 picks. 6 of the first 10 selections were high schoolers. As for those already in the majors, the Cubs won their rubber game at Yankee Stadium 4-1, 57 wins before the All-Star break, their most since 2008. The Mariners wrapped up a three-game sweep in Detroit 8-4. Seattle scored 35 runs over the weekend, their most in a three-game series since 2002. And maybe the Dodgers getting hot again.
He swings and he hits a fly ball shallow into center field. It's going to drop. Here comes Altman around third. He will score. And the Dodgers take a 3-2 lead in the 11th.
That's Tim Nevert on Dodgers radio. Freddie Freeman, the tie-breaking RBI single. They scored three total in the 11th to get a 5-2 win at the Giants. Back-to-back W's now for LA on the heels of that seven-game skid. The Jonas Valanciunas trade to the Nuggets is now official, but we still don't know officially if he'll report to Denver. The veteran big man has been flirting with Greek club Panathinaikos. The LA Sparks snapped the three-game skid, 92-88 over the Sun, 23 points for Kelsey Plum. And Brian Van Gisbergen is red hot on the NASCAR circuit. Mm-hmm. A win yesterday at Sonoma. That's two in a row, 3-5 starts, which means he does not need EJ's fiance's friend to set him up on dates. Guys, back to you.
By the way, I'm texting Andrea right now about the situation.
Yeah, this is, well, we're helping Manny, who's not a champion race car driver.
Yet.
Might be a soon-to-be hypnotherapist, but we can't promise race car driver. And Perloff doesn't like it because you don't like setups in general. But I think it's a great way for Manny to find a summer fling.
I feel like I could set up Manny, though. I always feel like they're guys I think have a better chance.
But who... Do you know any single women who are even around his age?
Why didn't you wander around MetLife Stadium, this glorious soccer match you went to, just looking for eligible bachelorettes?
Because it's a sporting event, you guys. Like, that's not where you meet women. You meet them in bars who women...
I don't know. Have you been to a baseball game recently?
Yeah.
They've been bringing them out.
You know what? I'm not even having this.
Am I lying?
You're not.
Have you not been to Yankee Stadium or Citi Field? Like, I feel like there are some beautiful women to be at these games. Including my fiance. Love you,
Andre. Yes, they're with men.
No, not
anymore.
The last girls.
Back in the day, that should be the case. Not anymore.
The last Met game I was at, there were two women, and they were attractive, probably in their mid-20s, and they stood at, tables in the outfield at Citi Field, and they stood there, and there was basically a line to their right of guys would take a turn, walking over with beers, put them down, just to talk to these girls the entire night. That could have been you and Manny.
That sounds like a good scenario to
for a summer fling.
I'm saying there are women there.
Yeah, it's good for the women. I'm telling you, this is, we're trying to have Manny meet a woman.
Also,
you do not meet a woman at Citi Field.
That'd be funny because you really want to be the last man in that line. So by the time they've had like six beers, now you're ready to just swoop in. It doesn't matter who you are.
They would believe you're a race car driver.
They're
blacked out. I had my friend group text thread, my all really pretty women in my life, all want to go to see the Savannah Bananas.
Why?
Girls trip.
Why?
Because they think they don't know sports that well. They think it's funny. They just like encountered it.
Well, if they want to be entertained, why don't they just watch paint dry?
No. You have a guy on stilts.
Okay.
Lighting a bat on fire.
Guys got cut off shirts, tight pants. I get it.
Okay, I guarantee you those Savannah Banana guys are killing it on the road right now.
Look at their 100%. Bodies.
Obviously, anybody who has a body like that is... Steve Weatherford didn't have the cutest face, but he's jacked. And he pulled
Wait a minute. Steve Weatherford catch a stray. You guys have been happily married for like 25 years. But no, I bet those Savannah Banana guys pull as hot a chicks as regular Major League Baseball guys.
Well, yeah, again, because they have 10% body fat, and you have less than 15, you're going to be able to get women.
It's not just that.
Bananas, they're not like muscle gym guys. They're just
some of them are yoked.
They're performing, and it's like fun, and they look like professional athletes. I mean, they're doing backflips and stuff. Like this shooting fish in a barrel. Women are powerless to resist that.
I think they're doing great, but by the way, probably not better than MLB players. MLB players also have $475 million in the bank for like a backup shortstop.
No, I know, but in some ways, I think it makes it kind of complicated. Women are trying to trap you and trying to all that stuff.
Trap me.
The groupie stuff.
My understanding of MLB players.
Please trap me.
They've always done quite well.
I'm sure they do. But there's also just more to it that goes with them. The Savannah you're not hooking up with Mr. Savannah Banana because you think it's going to end with riches. You're doing it because it's fun and they're cute.
It's a story.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So you're saying...
I hooked up with the stilts guy.
Yeah, and your epic and your friend group just for the end of time.
Did he keep the stilts on?
You'd have to be like in a warehouse.
Stilts stay on.
I don't think a regular room, like a hotel room, wouldn't fit that.
You've heard of socks stay on? Well, the stilts stay on.
Make the story better. So your friends call you stilts for the end of life.
Call you stretch.
Oh, man. There you go. So, coming up, the M&P 500. Whose stock is up? Whose stock is down? Spoiler, Savannah Banana stock always up. Maggie and Perloff. Welcome back, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Got a lot of questions percolating out there for you to answer. One, if you could only have Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson, who would you draft, pick, however you want to put that?
Do we have an early result on that?
Stand by.
Okay.
Hold on.
Have it here.
Yep, Joe Burrow crushing, 74% to 26%. It is very, very early on in that poll. More for you. Are you immediately skeptical when a woman is trying to set you up on a date? 54% of you are saying yes, you are immediately skeptical. And then does Christian McCaffrey need to play like an MVP candidate for the 49ers to win the Super Bowl? 88% saying yes. It's a landslide. Last one for you. What would be the most intriguing next destination for LeBron James? The Cavaliers edging out the Warriors right now.
What's that percentage?
In that poll. 41% Cavs, 34% Warriors.
Cleveland!
But I thought we did Warriors against the Lakers. Did we not do that one?
No, it was Cavs, Warriors, Clippers, Mavericks. Those are the teams that Scoop B. Robinson mentioned. That's the teams that next destination.
Yeah, Clippers 6%, Mavs 19%. Finally, what would you rather see this NBA season? Luka and LeBron in L.A., LeBron with the Cavs. 72% of you want to see him on the Cavs.
Yeah, he's got to get out of L.A., Meg.
Let's get to stock up, stock down.
The M&P 500 on the Infinity Sports Network.
We do this every Monday. Who stocks up? Who stocks down after a big weekend? Pearl, go ahead.
Well, you know what I'm all about this summer. It is definitely the Club World Cup and my guys out of Chelsea. Actually, I didn't have a team in this. Just crushed it on Sunday. It looked so hot, Maggie, but it looked really fun. They beat PSG 3-0, and there was actually their first goal. Manny, you watched the match, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
The first, they had a wide open shot and missed it. I thought it was in and was celebrating. It was a wild match. The president looked incredibly hot in the box. I was all about it. The Club World Cup was great. I just think they do have to move the times of these tours, and they have to play early in the morning or late at night because it looked... I was in New York yesterday. I think the Club World Cup was a big success. People were talking about it a lot. And the match was really fun. Like, Chelsea looked amazing. They were just dominating. So I'm into it, and I'm really pumped for the World Cup.
Yeah, I mean, hot day. But again, it's like summer soccer. Do we think it's going to be chilly? Like, I don't know what we're supposed to do here.
Well, in Europe, it doesn't. Most places don't get that.
This hot?
This hot. But that being said, I mean, I think we're, like, the excitement level is going to be amazing in America. Next year is going to be out of control.
No, it's amazing. It's the World Cup. It's the biggest sporting event in the world. And it's us, it's Canada and Mexico all hosting.
And I think we're more primed than we were in 94. You guys, the young guys don't remember that. It was a big deal in 94.
Yeah, I went to a game.
Yeah, but much, much bigger now. Way, soccer is much more popular.
My stock up is going to LeBron James' passive-aggressive behavior. It's
that sounds
right
like a stock
there.
Down.
It's right there. It's kind of comforting. It's like a pair of slippers. It's not like a true offseason unless LeBron James and his agents and stuff are being weird and passive-aggressive about what his next moves are. Kind of just, it makes me feel like home. It's comforting, and we're getting that. It's on a 10 right now because LeBron is reportedly, maybe a little miffed, a little agitated that the Lakers didn't offer him a contract extension. You got a big ESPN article that's basically outlining how Luka is now the face of the team, and he's the one who's getting the heads up on all the decisions, and LeBron's not, and it's going to be drama. And then LeBron's agent came out and said, well, we don't know. We are monitoring all the moves. Man, we're back, everybody. LeBron James being passive-aggressive, stock up.
That's funny, because I was thinking about making that one of my stock downs. I was like, how could you do this? Okay, now we need a stock down. I mean, I think we all have the same stock down here. That's the whoever picked the NL All-Star game. What are you doing? What are you doing here? You're snubbing two Phillies to go with the Miz. They named the Brewers phenom Jacob Mizrowski as a starter, or not a starter, as a pitcher on the team. Five games. That'll be the least ever in All-Star history. And they left a couple. They left Ranger Suarez and Christopher Sanchez, who deserved it, who have really low ERAs for the Phillies, off this. MLB is being so shallow here. They are just doing exactly what the fans want.
I know. How dare they?
And putting Miz in. But there's no argument that makes any sense to have a guy after five starts being on the All-Star roster when there are other deserving pitchers. I just think I understand why they're doing it. Of course, it's ratings, but it's just so shallow and so obvious. I just don't think that you could do that, Maggie.
See, I think this is stuck up for MLB. I mean,
as Nick Castellanos called them the Savannah Bananas for this move, and I liked it. I'm like, yeah, they're trying to be like the Savannah Bananas.
And then we all crush Major League Baseball, though, when the ratings are down, and we say, oh, you're not creating enough stars, and you're not, you know, doing enough to grab people's attention. Well, now they do something that grabs people's attention, and now they get criticized for it. Like, yeah. We just love dunking on baseball, but you got the home run derby tonight, by the way, which should be fun if you're into that kind of thing. My stock down, Pearl. Ever hear a little something called flesh-eating maggots?
Oh, ew. God.
Because they're on their way.
To where, Mags?
Your front door, Manny. Be careful. No, I saw this actually in all places. People magazine was reporting on this, so you know they really want people to look out. The U.S. is planning... They're breeding now, and they're going to drop millions of flies to try to counteract these flesh-eating maggots that are about to maybe devastate parts of the lower U.S. So it's for livestock, the beef industry, wildlife, pets, and in some cases humans. These flesh-eating maggots can only be killed by flies, I guess. Maybe that's the best way to kill them. So the U.S. government is breeding flies to put them in these places where the flesh-eating maggots are. So hopefully this doesn't devastate the wildlife in that area.
And that's already happening?
It's already happening, yeah.
Got it. I mean, I haven't been in that part of the country, I guess. I was not aware. Do we have to worry about this up north?
Maybe not yet. These are called the New World Screwworm Fly Larva, commonly known as the man-eater maggots. They could have a devastating and even fatal effect on all those things I said.
Well, that's petrifying.
No. Yeah. I do one more quick stock up. Caitlin Clark passing the ball was crazy this weekend. She is... I forgot about that because, like, we forget she's probably a better passer than she is scorer right now. She had 13 assists. It's the first time she's had that many assists without a lot of turnovers. Destroyed Paige Beckers in Dallas. I want to make sure we got Caitlin Clark in there.
No, she deserves it. But remember when she came into the league and we were talking about her passing ability and you were like, passing? Nobody wants to see her pass.
No, no one does want to see her score. Pass. I was wrong. I'm going to take the L on that one. She's got some flair with her passes, too. She's like if Trae Young was taller and actually could play an all-around game. Trae Young's also an outstanding passer, I might add. But Caitlin Clark is... Yeah, she definitely can see the court really, really well.
Stock up, stock down. I was going to say also stock up on the hypnotist who somehow nabbed Jennifer Aniston, but we already went through all of that.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Jennifer Aniston seems like a lot of work.
The whole hypnotist...
Easy there. Easy there.
You guys know what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's my girl. Easy there.
I don't know.
I wonder if hypnotists now get like a little bit of a bump here. A high-profile relationship on a boat and whatnot. 888-710-4ISN. Okay, lots to do, including our coaches on the rise, the NFL and college, who to keep your eye on, plus a raging debate about Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow next.